May peace be with you all.
愿大家平安。
2 weeks ago, we visited a family.
两个星期前，我们去访问一个家庭。
They live in a harbor high, it's a mountain area.
他们住在一个山附近。
After the visitation, they invite us to pick some avocado in their yards.
我们访问结束之后，他们邀请我们去他们的园子里拿一些奶油果。
Probably we disturb the snake, therefore we saw a snake, crawling in front of us.
或许是我们惊动了蛇，我们看到有一条蛇在我们面前游动。
They told us it was a rattlesnake.响尾蛇。
他们告诉我说那是一条响尾蛇。
Now I assume that this snake will try to attack us.
我想这个蛇可能想要攻击我们。
But actually he didn't. He just continued crawling in front of us.
但是他却没有，只是在我们面前爬。
Seeing this incident, it reminds me a story in the Bible.
看到这件事，让我想到了圣经里面的一个故事。
So today we are going to use.The fiery snakes and the bronze snakes for mutual encouragement.
所以今天我们用火蛇与铜蛇这个题目做相互的勉励。
We'll talk about 3 points.
我们将会讲到三点。
That is in the wildernesses, the fiery serpents went into the camp of Israelites.
第一点是在旷野中火蛇进入百姓中。
Later on, people repent because of this event.
后来因为这件事情人们开始认罪。
Later on, Moses made a bronze serpent to save people.
后来摩西做了一个铜蛇来拯救这些人。
We shall try to learn some spiritual teachings from this historical event.
我们将要从这个历史事件上学一些东西。
Please turn to Numbers chapter 21.
请翻到民数记21章。
Please put a bookmark in Numbers 21.
请把书签放在这边。
Numbers chapter 21, verse 4 to 6.
民数记二十一章第四到七节。
Numbers chapter 21, verse 4 to 6.
民数记二十一章四到六节。
Then they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom, and the soul of the people became very discouraged on the way. 5.And the people spoke against God and against Moses. Why have we brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wildernesses? So there is no food and no water, and our soul loathed this worthless bread. 6. So the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and many of the Israel died. Here, the Bible recorded that Israelite people continued their journey and they departed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea.
这里讲到以色列人他们从何尔山起行往红海那条路走。
And they go around the land of Edom.
他们要绕过以东地。
At the very beginning, they wanted to go through the land of Edom, but Edomites forbid them to go through the land of Edom.
一开始的时候，他们想要从以东地经过，但是以东地的那边的人却不让他们过去。
So this route they took is the place even the Edomites do not want to stay over there.
所以他们所走的路是甚至以东人都不愿意走的路。
Actually, some Bible scholars say that they were working at the east sides of the Red Sea, of the Dead Sea.
甚至有些圣经节里面讲到，他们是在死海。他们是在死海走。
The east side of the Dead Sea.
他们在死海的东边走。
You know that Dead Sea was the lowest point of the earth.
我们知道死海是地球上最低的一点。
Now if they go through that place because of the low location, it's always very hot during the years.
如果你从那边经过的话，因为地势特别低，所以常年都非常的炎热。
It was about 40 degrees Celsius, Celsius every year, huh?
所以差不多有常年的都是四十度。
Can you imagine that you walk in a valley, 40 degrees, sun was so hot, it was in the wildernesses. How do you feel at that time?
你可以想象在四十度中你从那谷中走过是什么样的感觉吗？
So their soul feel very discouraged.
所以他们会觉得非常的沮丧。
See Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 15, when Moses recalled the journey of the wilderness, he says that it was a terrible and terrifying and great wildernesses.
在生命记八章十五节中，摩西讲这段旅程的时候，讲到说是非常可怕的一段旅程。
It full of fiery serpents and scorpions.
那里面有很多的火蛇跟蝎子。
And it was a thirsty land.
而且是非常干旱的土地。
Even the land feel thirsty. It seems like that, So of course people feel very thirsty.
甚至是连地都看起来是非常干旱，当然人也会觉得非常。
So of course, when you are in discouraged, you feel very weary and troubled. It is very hard to zip your mouth.
当然，当你感到非常沮丧、非常累的时候，你很难闭住你的口。
So they complained to God and Moses.
所以他们向神和摩西抱怨。
Why did you bring us out of Egypt and die in the wildernesses?
为什么你们要把我们从埃及领出来，使我们死在旷野？
You know, every day we eat this manna. This manna, they describe it as worthless bread, very light bread. It's nothing.
每天我们都吃玛瑙，但是却就像是没有用的面包一样。
So this really angry God, because indeed manna was a wonderful grace from God.
但是却这却让神非常的生气，因为玛瑙是神的祝福。
So God sent fiery serpents in among them.
所以神把火蛇降到他们当中。
To bite them, to discipline them.
这样子来咬他们，来教训他们。
Now why the Bible called it the fiery serpents?
那么圣经上为什么讲它是火蛇呢？
Some people explain that because the serpents looks like fire.
有人说因为
the color,
因为那个蛇的颜色看起来像是火。
But some other explain that the serpent when the serpent bites you, you feel heat, you have high fever, and you feel so thirsty.
有些人说是因为蛇咬你的时候，你觉得非常热，会发高烧，感到非常渴。
That's why it is called fiery. Fiery serpents,
这是为什么会叫做火蛇？
Now, you know, it seems like in once in a while in our journey to the promised land, to the heavenly kingdom, in this life journey, we might encounter this kind of places in our life.
看起来我们时常的会在我们走上天国的道路中遇到这样的情况。
Sometimes you may have financial problem, may have family problem, you might have.Emotional issue.
有时候你会有经济上的问题，家庭上的问题，或者是情绪上的问题。
As if you are walking in the valley of death.
是你感觉你好像就在死亡谷中。
You feel very discouraged.
你感到非常的沮丧。
At that time, maybe you will also complain.
那个时候你说不定也会抱怨。
Do you know how many times Israelites complain in the wildernesses?
你知道在旷野中以色列人有抱怨多少次
吗？ God counted that at least they test God for 10 times.
神数算过，至少他们有试探神十次。
So whenever they have difficulties, they complain to God.
所以一旦他们有任何困难，他们就会向神抱怨。
Why was that?
为什么会这样呢？
The bottom line was that they did not want to get out of Egypt by their own will, they think.
重点是他们觉得他们离开埃及不是他们自己的愿
望。They feel like they are follow Moses to walk on this journey.
他们觉得是他们行这段旅程是跟着摩西。
If this is a good journey, then they will say nothing.
如果这是一条好的道路，他们什么都不会讲。
If they encounter a bad journey, they will always complain to why do you bring me out of to this place?
如果他们遇到困难，他们就会抱怨说为什么会带我来这里呢？
Actually, we can see the similar situation in our daily life.
实际上，我们在日常生活中也会看到相同的情
况。Maybe your children do not like to come to USA by themselves.
也许你们的小孩不愿意自己来到美国。
You guide them to USA.
你带领他们来到美国。
Now they go to school, they got bullied.
他们到学校去受到欺负。
And they will complain to you, Father, why do you bring me to this strange place?
他们会向你抱怨说，爸爸为什么带我来这个奇怪的地方？
Maybe somebody invites you to do a business adventure together.
也许有人邀请你一起做投资。
Maybe if the business is good, nobody will say anything.
如果这个生意很好，没有人会说任何话。
If the business is going bad, if you are invited, you will always complain to the one who invited you. Hey, why did you invite me at the very, very beginning?
如果生意状况不好，你肯定会向邀请你的那个人发出抱怨，为什么你一开始的时候要邀请我呢？
If your marriage is arranged marriage by your parents,
如果你的婚姻是你父母安排的，
If your marriage is very good, you won't complain to your parents.
如果婚姻非常美满，你不会向你的父母说
什么。 Maybe one day you will quarrel with your spouse.
有一天你会跟你的配偶说，
You go back to your parents, hey, it's all your fault.
如果你们吵架的话，你会跟你的父母说，
The human nature is like,Human nature is like this. We always like to complain to, if everything go bad, we always like to point finger to, hey, it's always your fault. It's never my fault.
人的本性就是这样，遇到问题的时候，我们总是想找出一个人说这是他的责任。
And we will never see the positive side of God's arrangement.
而我们从不会看到神安排的好的一面。
We will never see that indeed, go to promised land is a journey, and we might suffer something, but look at it, you are going to have honey and milk to drink in the future.
我们没有办法看到走到神的应许之地，虽然是牛奶与蜜之地，但是当中我们却必须受苦。
So from those many lessons of Book of Numbers, at least we should learn one thing, huh?
从民数记这么多故事里面，我们至少要学一个东西。
Those who complain will receive discipline.
那么那些抱怨的人，他们就会得到教训。
Let's turn to Isaiah 29:24. I think we read this verse several times.
请翻到以赛亚书二十九章二十四节。
Isaiah 29:24.Isaiah 29:24.
Isaiah 29:24.
29:24. Those there also who erect in spirit will come to understanding, and those who complain will learn doctrine. In Chinese, so those who complain will learn discipline, will learn instruction. Here, say, will learn doctrine. When you complain, you will always learn from God something about it.
这里讲到你向神发怨言的时候，总会学到一些东西。
So he says, oh, you know what? Are you going to bring us to die in the wilderness over here? Because you complain that you will die in the wildernesses, so God sends serpents to come to you and bite you, and some of you indeed die.
因为他们向神抱怨说，你为什么要把我带到旷野中来受死呢？那神就会把火蛇降入他们当中，确实有些人死去。
Because they complain that, you know, you bring us over here, no food, no water. Indeed, they were bit by serpent, and they feel even more thirstier.
他们抱怨说没有火，没有水，没有食物，没有水。但是因为他们被蛇咬，他们确实是感到更饥渴。
So, brethren, we learn something. We shall try to zip our mouth.When we are in trouble, when our heart is in trouble, we got to learn how to zip our mouth.
所以兄弟们，当我们学，我们应该学会，当我们遇到困难的时候，我们要学会闭口不言。
How did the saints in the Bible learn to deal with this kind of distress moment?
那么在圣经中记载的这些圣徒，他们是如何来控制他们自己的呢？
Let's turn to Psalm 42:5.
请翻开诗篇。42:5.
Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help for his countenance.Please read verse 11.
请读第十一节。
Why have you cast down, O my soul? Or why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him. The help of my countenance and my God. See, the psalmist also encountered a lot of down moment. Oh? His soul was cast down. He felt so discouraged. Oh?
在这里，这个做事的人，他们也一样经历了很多低谷。
But he looked for God. He looked forward to God.
但是他
hope in God.
但是他仰望神，对神有希望。
He hoped that the countenance and the glory of God can continue to shine upon him.
他希望神的荣耀能够继续照耀在他身上。
So he shall yet praise God.
所以他还会继续称赞、赞美神。
So what do we do when we are in distress?
所以当我们烦恼的时候应该怎么办呢？
Instead of complain, we should learn to praise God at that time.
我们应该去赞美神，而不是去向神抱怨。
Again, let's read Isaiah chapter 63.
我们再读以赛亚书。以赛亚书第61章。
Isaiah 61:3.
以赛亚书第61章第三节。
Isaiah 61, verse 3.
以赛亚书六十一章第三节。
This is something that you know we should learn, but it's not easy. It must be from the Holy Spirit.
这是我们应该学的东西，但是却不容易。我们必须要依靠圣灵。
So verse 61 says that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Huh? So when the Spirit of God, when you pray, when you praise God in your prayer, this situation will occur.
这里面第一节讲到。主的灵在我身上，所以当我们在灵中祷告的时候，就会发生这种情况。
And verse 3 says that you know the to counsel those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, oil of joy for mourning, and garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Please read.
第三节讲到赐华冠于锡安悲哀的人，代替灰尘，喜乐油代替悲哀，赞美衣代替忧伤之灵。
When you are in distress, yeah, you try to pray with the fullness of Holy Spirit.
当你烦扰的时候，你应该要寻求圣灵的充满。
And the Holy Spirit will counsel you.
那么，圣灵就会指导你。
Will give you beauty for ashes.
就会给你
冠冕。Then he will give you oil of joy for sorrow.
他们就会给你喜乐油。
Will give you garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness.
就会给赞美衣。
You know, this is something that we should try to learn in distress.
这应该是我们在烦扰的时候应该要学习的东西。
That's why Paul sing hymn in jail.
这是为什么保罗在监狱里面会唱诗。
I think he probably was a little bit distressed, yeah?
我想他可能会感到压力非常大。
This is something I think you and I should learn. Otherwise, serpents might come to us and bite us.
这是我们应该要学习的东西，否则的话，蛇就会降下来来咬我们。
Recently there was a nightingale, always came to my patio and sing at nighttime.
最近有一只夜莺经常来我的我们家的后园来唱歌。
Now, at the very beginning, I tried to count how many different tones this nightingale can sing.
一开始的时候，我想要数这只夜莺能够唱几种不同的调子。
It always can change the tones, you know. It's amazing, yeah. Always different kinds of songs, really.
非常神奇的，因为它总是能唱出不同的歌。
But you know, because this bird really sing too close to my bedroom, so I really cannot fall asleep.
但是因为这只鸟唱歌的时候离我的寝室非常近，所以我通常没有办法入睡。
So at 12 o'clock, I need to go out to shake the tree.Please go away.
所以十二点的时候，我会出去摇晃那棵树，然后赶走那只鸟。
But you know what? At the daybreak, he will come back to sing again.
但是你知道吗？在白天的时候，他会回来，然后继续唱。
At the daybreak, before the daybreak, sorry.
天亮之前，他会回来，然后重新唱歌。
To wake me up before the daybreak.
然后我就会在天亮之前醒来。
And I'm thinking, why did the Lord create this kind of nightingale?
所以我就在想，神为什么会创造这种鸟呢？
What does this nightingale try to teach us?
那这种夜莺会教我们什么东西呢？
Why this bird always sing at night time?
这些鸟为什么总是在晚上的时候唱呢？
I think we learn something. Even though our light might go through some period of darkness, we should continue to sing to praise God.
我想我学到了一些东西，那就是即使我们在人生中会遇到一些黑暗的时刻，我们却一直要来赞美神。
Use the spirit given to us to praise God.
用神给我们的灵来赞美他。
Indeed, God will give you beauty for ashes.
那么神就会给我们华冠。
Give you praises instead of sorrow, or joy instead of sorrow.
就会给我们喜乐而不是烦忧。
This is some lesson that we should learn.
这是我们应该要学的一些东西。
Otherwise, serpents might come to the camp of the people.
否则的话，蛇就会进入人当中。
Because those who complain shall receive discipline.
因为那些抱怨的人必得教诲。
Let's continue back to Numbers chapter 21.
我们回到民数记二十一章。
Numbers 21 verse 7.
民数记二十一章第七节。
Now, when they were bitten by the fiery snakes.
当他们被火蛇咬了之后
they come to realize that it was their sin.
他们意识到他们有罪。
Verse 7.
第七节。
Therefore the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord and that he take away the serpents from us. So Moses prayed for the people. So they came to confess their sin in front of Moses.
所以他们到摩西面前认罪。
They said they have sinned.
他们说我们有罪了。
This is to teach us that complaint is also a sin. Complaint is also sin.
这教导我们说抱怨也是一种罪。
What is sin?
什么是罪?
Sin means that someone falls short of God's grace.
罪就是说有些人
falls short of God's glory.
没有神的荣耀，
亏欠了神的荣耀，
亏欠了神的荣耀。
Now God give you so many wonderful guidance. You never pray to God, but you complain, and you fall short of God's glory.
神给了你这么多美好的祝福，但是他们却并没，他们却不感谢神，反而向神抱怨，那么他们就亏欠了神的荣耀。
But one positive thing about this event is that those people are courage enough, are brave enough to come to Moses to confess their sin.
但是正面的看这件事情，他们却是有勇气来认罪。
Brother and sister, do you know how they have complained many times, right? But this is the first time after they complained, they realized that it was their fault. After how many years? Maybe after more than 30 years, yeah? Then they confessed that indeed we sin against God and against you.
虽然以色列人抱怨很多次，但是这第一次他们承认他们有罪。然后到三十年之后，他们再次承认他们是有罪的。
So we can see that, you know, this is their progress of their faith.
我们可以看到，这是他们信心逐步建立的
过程。You know, the old generation, many people die already in the wildernesses.
对于那些老的一代，很多人在旷野中已经死去。
And most of the people here are new generation. They were well trained in the wildernesses already.
这些人是已经经过旷野，他们，他们已经在旷野中经受了很好的训练。
So they have the courage to confess their sin, even in front of people.
所以他们在即使是在人的面前，也有这个勇气来承
认他们的罪。Brother and sister, I learned that it's easier for us to confess our sin in front of God.
弟兄姐妹们，我学到的是，我们非常容易在神面前认罪。
Why I learned that? Why where did I learn that?
我在哪里学到了这一点呢
？Recently, I tried to Google something to see if people will confess their sin. So I just type in confess sins, and then there are a lot of articles comes out.
最近我在网上搜索，是不是有人会愿意认罪，然后可以看到有很多结果列出来。
There's a website called dailyconfession.com.
有一个网站名字叫做每日认罪。
And then if you log into this website, actually there are 10 commandments listed on the front page.
如果你点进这个网址，可以看到他们在第一页上面就有十诫。
And then I was wondering, will anybody confess that murder, they commit murdering? So I clicked that, you know, thou shall not kill, to see if anybody confess this kind of sin.
我想要说看看有没有人承认他们犯了杀人的罪，所以我就点那一条诫命进去。
Indeed, there are many articles talk about this.
确实是有很多文章是在讲这一点。
One of the husband says that, you know, talk about their story. They, you know, he loved his wife so, they loved his spouse so much.
有一篇文章说，一位丈夫非常爱他的妻子。
Oh, it describes many details how they live a happy life together.
那里面非常详细的描述他们是如何在一起过着幸福的生活。
But later on, his wife gets sick.
但是后来他的太太生病。
He cannot endure the pain to behold the suffering process of his wife.
他没有办法忍受这种痛苦，去眼睁睁地看着他太太受苦。
Therefore, kill his wife.
所以他杀死了他的太太。
Then I try to play that, pretend that I am a police or spy to see, hey, who is this guy? How dare you confess you will kill? Maybe I can go to catch you.
所以
I try to read this article from the perspective of a police person, policeman.
所以我想从一个警察的角度来读这篇文章。
You can only see his feeling, but you will never find out who is his name, where did he live, or you cannot find any hint concerning where you can catch these people.
但是你只在这篇文章中只看到他的感受，你却没有办法找到任何线索关于他是什么人，住在哪里。
Not only this command, many commands, you can see thousands of articles confessing their sin.
我们可以看到，不光是关于这条诫命，关于所有的诫命都有上千条文章在说他们是如何。
Then I learned one thing.
但是我学到了一点。
Really, people have a conscience.
人都有良心。
The conscience of man is the lamp of God, detect the inside of man.
人的良心是神给的。
人的灵是神的灯，检查 鉴察人的心腹啊。So therefore, when you commit sin, you really feel like you want to, you cannot bear that kind of burden inside you alone. Cannot bear, very difficult to bear it inside your heart.
所以当你犯罪的时候，你的良心是没有办法承受这种痛苦。
So you would like to express it to other people to know.
所以你想要让其他人知道。
So I am very convinced, huh?If any brother and sister sin against God, anything, naturally, they would like to confess in front of Jesus Christ.
So I believe any person who sins, they would be willing to confess to God.
But you know what? To confess to people is another story.
But you know what? To confess to people is another story.
We all like to care about our faith. We don't want to talk about, you know, I wrong, you know, because we have dignity.
We often say is, 宣扬我们的信心，但是我们很少来讲我们的
错。We want to save our face on our face, sorry.我们的脸皮啊，
我们总是想，因为我们总是要保存我们的脸面，所以我们不愿意向人认罪。
Now, what's the difference between David and Saul when we read the Bible?
那么，大卫和扫罗有什么区别呢
？David was the person after the heart of God. David was a person who was合神心意的人哦。合神心意的人 ，He was a person who, pleased by God.
大卫是合神心意的人。
But King Saul was rejected by God.
但是扫罗王却被神所拒绝。
But if you look at the sin they committed, it looks like David has more serious sin than King Saul.
但是如果我们看他们所犯的罪，看起来大卫犯的罪更严重。
David committed that thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not, commit adultery, thou shalt not covet your neighbor's wife.
大卫他杀犯了杀人的罪，也犯了奸淫的罪，也抢了别人的妻子。
But what did Saul did wrong? What did he do wrong?
但是扫罗他做了哪些错事呢
？Only one thing, he disobeyed God's words.
只有一件事，那就是他没有遵守神的诫命。
But David almost offend a lot of Ten Commandments.
但是大卫却犯了十诫中的很多条。
But their reaction was very different.
但是他们的行为却完全不一样。
When Nathan came to David to challenge, to confront his mistakes.
当拿单来到他大卫面前，来指出他的罪的时候
，David immediately confessed that I sin against God. I sin in front of Nathan. He even write Psalm 51 to confess that he was a sinner.
在拿单面前，大卫马上说：“我有罪。”而且他在诗篇里面也写到他有罪。
But King Saul was very different.
但是扫罗王却完全不一样。
Oh, it's because him or that event or because of this and that, therefore I sin.
他推卸他的责任，总是说因为 这样或者那样的原因，他才会犯罪。
So really, it's not easy for us to confess our sin, like those people to Moses to tell them that Moses, I was a sinner, no?
所以像这些以色列百姓像摩西这样子认罪是非常难的。
One day there was a sister went to a minister.
有一次，一位姐妹来到一位工作人员面前。
The sister told the minister saying that, you know, I'm sorry that I did something wrong against you.
这位姐妹对这位传道说：“对不起，我做了一件错事。”
The minister was very puzzled. What was going on?
那位传道觉得非常的惊讶，到底发生什么事了呢
？And the sister says that, you know, 7 years ago, I noticed that you are very mean to me. When you speak the sermon, you always talk about my shortcoming. So when I go home, I write diary. I keep criticizing you.Say bad about you. I write a whole page about the bad things you did to me.
那位姐妹说，七年前，我觉得你对我非常刻薄，因为你在讲道的时候好像总是针对我，所以我回家的时候开始写日记，写了很多关于你的错事。
Recently, I read my diary. I noticed, hey, how come I was so silly at that time?
最近我在重读我的日记，感觉我那时候为什么这么傻呢
？So I want to come to say sorry to you.
所以我想要到你面前来向你说对不起。
The minister was smiling because he did not know what was going on. Still,
那个传道只能是微笑，因为他还是不知道到底发生了什么。
A lot of time we offend people, but we do not know.
很多时候我们得罪的人并不知道。
It's even harder for us to confess our mistakes in front of people.
但是我们向别人认罪是更难的事情。
But you know what? The James chapter 5, it says that if we confess sins to each other, and then we pray together.The power will be very strong in our prayer.
我在雅各书第五章中讲到，如果我们彼此认罪，然后一起祷告，我们祷告的功效是非常大的。
Really, so after they confess their sin, they ask Moses, Moses, would you pray so the serpents will run away from us? God will take away the serpents from us.
所以他们这些百姓向摩西认罪之后说，求你祷告神，让这些蛇离开我们。
Indeed, later on, this event was solved.
到最后，他们的困境得到了解除。
You know, sometimes it's very amazing. God will listen to our prayer, even though we pray for animal stuff.
很神奇的，有时候即使我们是为这些动物的事情来祷告，神也会听我们。
You pray for snake to leave, snake will leave.
你祷告求神求蛇离开，那蛇就离开。
You pray for the mice to depart from your house, the mice will go.
你祷告求老鼠从你房中清除，那么老鼠也会从你房中离开。
This is true story, huh?
这是真实的。
We have a sister who are in charge of, who used to take care of the church, in Taiwan.
我们在台湾有一位姐妹，她曾经是照顾整个教会。
There was a lot of mice in the church.
在教堂里面有很多老鼠。
He used many ways to try to catch the mice, but he cannot catch it, huh?
他用各种方法来想抓住 这些老鼠，但是却没有办法。
One day, she prayed to God about those mice.
有一天，他就向神祷告关于那些老鼠。
God, this is your temple. This is your house.
他说
If the mice keep running here and there, they cannot glorify your name.
他说神啊，这是你的圣殿，如果老鼠一直在这里面跑的话，没有办法荣耀你的名。
Catch the mice by yourself.
请你抓住那些老鼠。
He used the same method, huh?You know, in Taiwan, we have a small cage, yeah? About this size, small cage. And you put sausage inside, right? And he had been used this way to catch the mice for many days, but never catch anything.
So he used his previous no good way to catch the mice to catch the mice to catch the mice to catch the mice.
But after the prayer, the following day, he go to check that cage. Wow, the cage was squeezed with mice family, huh? Father mice and mice.Father, the mother, the six children, everybody squeezed together in that little cage.
So, when he prayed for 10 days, he went to check the cage and found all the mice were caught. The whole family, father, mother, and six children were in it.
So we can see indeed, if we confess our sin and pray together, even the serpents, even the mice, our problem will be taken care of.
所以我们如果彼此认对，然后在一起祷告的话，那么即使是像蛇、像老鼠这样的问题，都会得到解决。
Of course, later on, God take care of their seven problems. God also try to save those who are bite by the snake.
当然，后来神也会去救那些被蛇所咬的人。
Let's continue to read Numbers chapter 21, verse 8 to 9.
我们继续读民数记二十一章第八到第九节。
Numbers chapter 21, verse 8 to 9.
民数记二十一章八到九节。
Then the Lord said to Moses, Make a fiery serpent and set it on a pole, and it shall be that everyone who is bitten, when he looks at it, shall live. 9. So Moses made a bronze serpent and put it on a pole, and so it was. And if a serpent had bitten anyone, when he looked at the bronze serpent, he lived. Then later on, God gave Moses a method to save those who are bitten.
神教了摩西一个方法来拯救那些被咬的人。
You shall make a serpent, a fiery serpent also.
他让摩西也制造一条火蛇。
And you shall put it on a pole, on a pole.、
把火蛇挂在杆子上。
And then those who look at it will be saved.、
那么那些看这个蛇的就会得救。
So why God use this way is very interesting.、
神为什么会用这种方法呢？非常有趣。
No, if God says that, you know, you should hang a lamb on the pole, maybe we can know, or a lamb it make more sense, yeah? Lamb prefigure the lamb of Passover for Jesus Christ.
如果神说你把一盏灯挂在杆子上。
I'm sorry, lamb, not lamb, sorry, lamb. Lamb, lamb, sorry.
如果神说你把一头羊挂在杆子上，也许对我们来讲更有意义。
Because our Lord is the Lamb of the Passover.
因为我们的神就是羊。
But here is a serpent, yeah.
那但是这里却用了一条火蛇。
So what does it mean?
所以蛇是什么意思呢
？You know, Pharaoh in the Egypt time, to those people, their understanding is that, in Egypt, Pharaoh has two signs to prefigure his power. One is serpent, the other is eagle.
我们知道在那个时候法老他有两种形象代表他，一种是鹰，一种是蛇。
Because Pharaoh have the political power and religious power, those two power are, 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 in one person, huh? In Pharaoh, huh?
因为法老他的身体他有两种力量，那就是那就是政治和宗教的力量合而为一。
That's why there's a reason for Moses, God asked Moses to throw his rod to the ground, and the rod become a serpent.
这是为什么神让摩西把他的蛇，把他的杖扔在地上，然后杖变成一条蛇。
But Pharaoh can also do the same thing, so his people also throw their rocks, and little serpents was there, other serpents was there.
但是法老也能做同样的事情，他的那些巫师把杖扔在地上，同样也能变成蛇。
But later on, God serpent devoured the serpents of Pharaoh.
后来，神的蛇，吃掉了法老的蛇。
So this tells Pharaoh that you know what, my power, my dominion, my authority is greater than yours.
所以神是向要法老说，我的能力比你强。
So to the people, when they see the lift up serpent.They knew that they lift up the power of God. They lift up the authority of God.
所以当这些人看到蛇被举在杆上，就知道他们举起了神的大能。
So when they look at the serpent, actually they look at the almighty power of God.
所以当他们看到蛇的时候，他们看到的是神的能力。
This is easy. This is very easy for the people at that generation to understand because serpent prefigure power, authority, and dominion.
这对那个时代的人来讲更容易理解，因为对他们来讲，蛇代表的就是能力。
But to us, there's another meaning, huh?
但是对我们有另外一个意思。
You know the old serpents bites Adam and Eve, huh? They because of the old serpent, Satan seduced, sin came to this world through one man.
因为我们知道蛇引诱亚当和夏娃去吃上了果，所以是因为这些他们的引诱。
So it looks like as if the serpent was a sign of sin, huh?
所以看起来
of course people to sin.
所以看起来蛇是引诱人们犯罪的原因。
And now they are beaten by the serpent, and actually, this because of their sin to remind that they are sinners.
现在他们被蛇所咬，那么就是提醒他们是因为他们的罪。
And this event, it seems like they are trying to prove the prophecy of Romans chapter 8, verse 3.
所以看起来好像是。验证罗马书
八章三节
的。
Please read Romans chapter 8 verse 3.
请读罗马书八章三节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 3.
罗马书八章三节。
8:3 For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh. On account of sin, he condemned sin.In the flesh, so Jesus come in the likeness of sinful flesh. So you can see, serpent was like us. If it was a sign of sin, then Jesus come in the likeness of sinful flesh.
这里讲到，耶稣来这里成为罪身的形状。
And he become a sinner, and he was able to condemn sin. He become a sinner, then he was able to condemn sin. He become a sinner for us.
他为了我们成为一个罪人，所以他就能够去定罪。
So from this lift up serpent, we also can refer to this verse and learn the story that indeed Jesus crucified and died for us.
所以我们从这个蛇的故事里面就可以学到，确实主耶稣是为我们而死。
Then this serpent, because there was the Lord wanted him to make a fiery serpent, but Moses can only find bronze, yeah? So Moses makes bronze serpent and he was lift up on the pole.
因为神让摩西制造一条火蛇，但是摩西只能找到铜，所以他就做了一条铜蛇挂在杆子上。
Now we can imagine that this could be very high, so everybody was able to see this serpent.
我们可以知道，因为挂得非常高，所以所有人都能够看到这条蛇。
You know what Jesus said, he will be, once he got lift up,Thousands will be drawn near to him.
我们知道主耶稣说，一旦他被举起，成千上万的人就会因他得救。
So lifting up on a pole also prefigure the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以，举在高高的举在杆子上，也是讲到主耶稣
被钉十字架啊。
被钉十字架。
Let's turn to John chapter 3 verse 14.
请翻到约翰福音。
3 verse 14.
三章十四节。
John chapter 3 verse 14 and 15.
约翰福音三章十四十五节。
John chapter 3 verse 14 and 15.
约翰福音三章十四十五节。
And as Moses lift up the serpent in the wildernesses, even so much the Son of Man be lift up, 15, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Oh. So Jesus mentioned that, you know what? Just like Moses lift up the serpent and everybody can be saved, I will be lift up and many will receive eternal life.
这里讲到摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也必照样被举起来，叫一切信他的得永生。
And when they look at these serpents, and they shall those who are bitten by the snake, they shall live. So when they look forward to Jesus, they will receive eternity.
而那些仰望铜蛇的人就会就活了，就相当于仰望神子的人就会得到永生。
You know what, brother and sister? If you imagine yourself in the wilderness, yeah.
如果我们想象我们是在旷野当中。
Then now imagine that you are bitten by one of the fiery serpents.
想象我们被火蛇咬了。
Then Moses told you, yeah, now from now on, everybody who got bitten should look up to the bronze serpent.
然后摩西告诉你说，那些被咬的人都应该去看铜蛇。
Do you believe in it?
你会相信吗？
This is the most unscientific way to heal a person.
看起来这是非常不科学的方法。
Come on, if I were them, I would say.This is so silly. How come a person look at an icon, then he will be saved? This is impossible.
如果我在那的话，我可能会说这非常傻。为什么看一个东西呢就会得到救，就会被救呢？
Maybe you will tell them that you know what the best way is that you cut a cross on the womb, or you suck up all the poison from the womb, then you will be safe. It's more scientific.
也许你会说，应该是在你的肚子上开一个十字口，然后把所有的毒素取出来，这样子是。
You know what? Today, when we come to believe in Jesus, it is also very unscientific sometimes.
所以今日我们来信仰主耶稣，其实看起来也是非常不科学的。
To many people, how can we receive salvation by just look up to Jesus, just believe in Jesus?
对很多人来说，如果仅仅是去仰望主耶稣，相信主耶稣，怎么能够得到救恩呢？
So really, my faith is not based on your experiment, no. Faith is.Based on your religious is based on your experience.、Huh? Really, if you have faith, you just follow the word of Jesus, follow the word of Moses, you look at it, then you will be healed.
所以我们的信仰不是建立在科学的实验上，而是在于我们的经历上。如果我们真正的仰望主耶稣，我们就真的会得救。
Now, brothers, let's try to imagine. Can that serpent have magic truly heal you?
所以我们想
Can that bronze serpent have magic? Can truly heal you?
我们想象一下，那条铜蛇真的有这种魔术般的能力，能够拯救我们吗
？I don't believe so.
我相信不是这样。
It is because of the word of God, because of your faith that you are healed.
你得救是因为神的话，是因为你的信心。
Because if you believe in the word of Jesus Christ, believe in the word of God, He said this is the way. You follow the way, then you will be saved. Not because the icon has any magical power.
并不是因为这个铜蛇有什么魔术般的能力，而是如果你行在神的道中，照神的道理来做的话，就会得到神。
So today, at the same token, we are justified by faith. You believe in the word of Jesus Christ. You follow it, then you will receive the blessing promised by our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以今天我们是因信称义。如果我们跟从主耶稣，那么就会得到主耶稣的救恩。
So the whole Bible keep teaching us that we shall look up to the Lord, look up to God.、Huh?
所以整本圣经上说，我们应该仰望神。
Let's read Isaiah chapter 45, verse 22.
请读以赛亚书第四十五章。
45:22.
第二十二节。
Isaiah 45:22.
以赛亚书第四十五章二十二节。
45:22.
四十五章二十二节。
Look at me and be saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no other. So you know what? All we need to do is look at Jesus.
所以我们所要做的就是仰望主耶稣。
And you will be saved, yeah?
就必得救。
Look and believe in his word, and you will be saved.
仰望并且相信他的话，就会得救。
Yes, it is most unscientific way.
是的，这是看起来不科学的方法。
But if you do not believe in it, you will die in sin. You will die in the beating of the snake.
但是如果你不相信的话，那么你就会在最终死去。
So can you imagine that many people was mourning, you know, and feel a great fever over there, but they just feel like this is ridiculous. How could it be so impossible? So they fail to look at that serpent. How many people die because of their disbelief?
你可以想象，很多人他们都在发着高烧，感觉很疼痛，但是他们却觉得仅仅是仰望一个铜蛇不能得救，因为这样他们就真的没有办法得救。
In First Corinthians, it tells us that today many people are very smart. They think that how can you rely on Jesus' cross? How can cross can give you salvation?
在哥林多前书中， 记载到，现今有很多人，他们非常的聪明，他们觉得仅仅仰望主耶稣是怎么能够得救呢？
那么 ，come on，cross is the sign. Cross is for criminal. How can you look up to the salvation of a cross?
他们说，主耶稣的十字架是罪的象征，怎么能够看着这个罪的象征而得到拯救呢
？That's why the Lord says, because you are too smart, I'm going to I'm going to use the foolishness to abolish your smart.
这是为什么主耶稣说，因为你太聪明了，所以我将用愚笨来弃绝你的聪明。
You think it's foolish, but this foolish is a salvation for those who believe, huh?
你觉得这是愚蠢的，但是那些相信这个的却会得到拯救。
So, brother and sister, today we shall have a strong faith toward Jesus' way, through Jesus' words.
所以今天我们对主耶稣的话要有非常强的信心。
Recently, I also tried to Google one sentence. Prove to me there's no God.
最近我
I type it, prove to me there's no God.
最近我又在搜索一句话，说向我证明没有神。
I noticed that, wow, there are many proof. There are a lot of people posting a lot of reason why there's no God on earth, no?
所以我注意到有很多人贴出很多不同的文章，证明为什么这个地球上。
There was an author, he list 50 reasons that you should not believe in God. It's impossible there is a God. There's a 50 reason, no?
有位作者列出来五十条原因，没有神的原因。
Number one, try pray.
第一条是的祷告。
It teach you, huh? Now you pray this way. You pray to this Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ. If you truly exist, please that now all the people who have cancer disappear. All the patients, got cured right now. Now after you pray, you call every hospital to see if all the cancer patients got cured.
第一条，他教你祷告说，向天父、向主耶稣祷告。如果你真的存在的话，那你就去治愈所有得癌症的人。那祷告完之后，再去打电话问那些医院。
Then you will know that there is no God because He never answers your prayer.
那么通过这些结果，你就知道没有神，因为他没有答复你的祷告。
I said, "Wow, this is very amazing. Yeah, people can disprove there is no God by this way."
我觉得这非常神奇，人竟然想出来用这种方法证明神不存在。
You know, you want to look for God, but you do not want to use Bible's way. You want to use your own way.
虽然他们在看起来好像在寻求神，但是他们用的不是圣经上的方法，其实他们自己的方法。
The Bible says, if you want to worship God, you shall use the Spirit and truth. You shall use God's way to find God, not your way to find God.
圣经上说，我们应该用心灵和诚实来敬拜神，而不是用我们自己的方法来寻求神。
You find the way of disbelief to find God. How can you find God because of your disbelief?
如果你来寻求神的动机是为了去证明神不存在，那你如何来寻求到神呢
？Today we also ask brothers and sisters and friends to come to here and try pray the same token.
同样的，我们也请求弟兄姐妹到前面来寻求神的存在。
Just try pray.
只是来试试祷告。
Then in their prayer, the Holy Spirit came down on them. They know that God is over here.
在他们的祷告中，圣灵降到他们身上，他们知道神在这里。
And you know the same way, the same prayer, but you.Use God's way and use your own way. Use wisdom and God's wisdom. God's wisdom. There's a great difference.
So, 相同的方法，你是用神的方法，还是用你自己的方法？用神的智慧，还是用你的智慧？结果是非常不一样的。
So, today for us who are long-time believers, we should believe in every word the Lord says, even though it sounds very ridiculous, very unscientific according to human standard.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们都是长时间的信徒，那我们就应该相信圣经上讲的每一句话，即使在我们当时看来好像非常的荒谬。
You know, in political party, they use color to describe their firm belief of their concept. So, in like all the party, they have what? I don't know how to say this in English. 深绿、浅绿、深蓝、浅蓝 right? They use a different color to see what kind of how strong you believe in your party's. Fundamental theory. Use different color. You are light blue. You are deep blue. Light green. What? Strong green. Whatever. They use different color to describe your understanding toward that your face toward that political party.
所以今日人们经常用颜色来代表一个人对某一个政党政见的相信程度。或者有比如说是深绿、浅绿、深蓝还是浅蓝。
But today, when it comes to religious, sometimes we use the same way. I can, what, 深信或是浅信 ？Shallowly believe or deeply believe？ Do I believe every word he promises, or I just choose the one I think it makes sense? This is scientific. It makes sense. This verse I can believe. Another verse, I'm sorry, this is ridiculous. I cannot believe in that.
所以今天关于宗教，我们是不是也有一样的态度？有深信或者是浅信？我们是相信圣经上的每一句话，还是只是选那些我们喜欢的东西去相信
？Now, if we look at Jesus, look at the word, we will believe.
如果我们去仰望主耶稣的话，我们就会相信。
So may the Lord help us.
愿神帮助我们。
Truly look up to Jesus Christ.
真正的去仰望我们的救主耶稣。
Let us come back to that La Habra house. The brother and sister. Before we depart from that place.After we behold that snake running in front of us, the brother gave us a story.
我们回到最初讲的故事。当我们看到蛇之后，离开之后，那个弟兄给我们讲了一个故事。
He says that you know what? In this area, there are a lot of rattlesnake.
他告诉我们说，在那个地区附近有很多的响尾蛇。
Then he said one day, because we see a very small one, he said there's a huge one that is, I think, as the arms.Really, I came to their door, huh?
他们说，因为我们看到的是一条非常小的响尾蛇，但是有一天却有一条非常大的蛇在他们的门边。
And he says that because you know, they call the animal control people also, but they come too late. So the husband got to use a fork to try to fight that snake.
他们虽然也有打电话求救，但是专门处理这些事的人来得很晚，所以那个丈夫需要用一个叉子来与这蛇搏斗。
It made me to think of today, a snake could be all over in our life.
这让我们想到，在我们今日生活中，蛇可能到处都是。
Try to bite us.
可能想一直在想伺机来咬我们。
Try to make us die, make us sin.
想让我们犯罪死去。
So we shall pray in alert.
所以我们必须以警醒的态度祷告。
Look up to Jesus.
仰望主耶稣。
Believe in every word he says.
相信他所说的每一句话。
Carry out every promise. Do every word he says.
行他所说的一切事情。
Then I think we shall always have salvation in our life.
那么我想在我们的生活中就一直会有救恩。
Sing hymn 354.
请唱诗354首。